This goes to Dr. Shems. It's S-H-E-M like Mary, E-S. Fax is 989-875-5168. Regarding Tomasita, T-O-M like Mary, A. S like Sam, I, T like Tom, A. Rodriguez, R-O-D like David, R-I-G like golf, U-E-Z. Date of birth, March 7th of 1941. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Rodriguez with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was January 3rd of 2022. She has lost 3 pounds since her last visit, but she's had an unexpected loss. Her husband died May 28th this year. After having a heart attack, and he did pass away in the hospital. She's trying to get used to being alone at home, and she finds that very difficult. She does have a permanent pacemaker on the left side of her chest that is functioning well. She denies any palpitations, no chest pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have ongoing memory problems. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. She also takes Namenda, 10 milligrams daily for the confusion, and she has Plavix, 75 milligrams daily also, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 143 pounds, pulse 60, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 68. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. There is a small pacemaker implanted in the left upper chest area that is non-tender. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 53. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 8.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.6, hemoglobin 11.6 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease without evidence of progression, no uremic symptoms, hypertension, currently near to goal, bilaterally small kidneys, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 2 to 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.